Aaron and Zirid watched first one, then another shuttle peel away from the other vessel and start toward them. Zirid cursed as their freighter began to slow.
"Are we stopping?"
Aaron asked. Zirid nodded, licked his lips.
"I think we go hot right now. I don't want a cold ship when they spot us."
"If you fire up the engines, their scanners will pick us up."
"They're going to see us anyway. Those shuttles are coming. Let's fire her up and make our run. You ready?"
Aaron watched the shuttles close the gap between them. She nodded.
"Ready."
Zirid pushed buttons and flipped switches. Fat Man came back to life. The communications officer spun in his chair.
"Sir, secured communication from Darth Angrel. Shall I put it through?"
"What have the shuttles found?"
Malgus asked Jard.
"Not there yet, my lord."
Vrath turned his head sideways, as if he heard better out of one ear than another.
"Anomalous reading just flared and vanished," the scan officer said.
"Vanished?"
Jard asked.
"I'm getting something else," said the scan officer.
"Darth Malgus," said the communication officer. "Darth Angrel insists I put him through."
"Put him through,"
Malgus said irritably, and slapped the comm button. He put a wireless earpiece in his ear so Angrel's words would be heard only by him.
"What is it, my lord?"
Darth Angrel's smooth voice carried over the connection.
"Malgus, how goes the patrol?"
"I am in the middle of something, Darth Angrel. I beg you to be brief."
Before Angrel could reply, the scan officer said,
"Engines! Sir, I think there's a ship hiding in the Dromo's chateau."
"That's it," Vrath said. "That is them."
"Alert the shuttles," Jard said.
"Now!"